This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, allow me to state three personal beliefs. I see no truth in the political left's insistence that history is marching us towards some Marxist utopia. Those who most often resort to ludicrous claims that their opponents are on the wrong side of history usually have little to no understanding of anything that took place before their adolescence. I do believe there's an uncanny repetition throughout human history in which many of the same ideas and conflicts emerge, burn brightly, and rudely disappear until they're made new again, which seems to happen generationally. The fight for human freedom is a fundamental part of this cycle, and the political left continues to be on the wrong side of liberty. Item number two, I believe that freedom and personal liberty are natural rights that come from God, and yet unscrupulous people use deception and force to keep others in bondage. I believe that history is dotted with hard-fought struggles for freedom achieved by people who slowly take for granted freedom's existence and forget the dear price once paid before languishing and allowing themselves to be enslaved yet again. I also believe, however, that every population exposed to freedom, when finally awakened to its disappearance, will struggle for its return and pass that fight from one generation to the next over the course of decades, centuries even. Number three, I believe that good ultimately triumphs over evil, but man is not in charge of that timeline. I do not pretend to understand God's will. I do not know whether God's gift of freedom will triumph over evil in this lifetime, or whether the events of today will only be referenced in the future, long after we're all gone, as inspiration for final victories we'll never see. I believe that part of the moral legitimacy behind any fight for freedom comes from acknowledging this uncertainty, that the fruits of our labor might be enjoyed only by future generations, not yet with us. Having said all of that, I get a little bit giddy when I see Americans standing up for their God-given rights and against growing government abuse. So here's five interrelated events, part of a trend that, even if you're the most cynical, this might give you a shot of optimism. Number one, more and more counties across the country are passing resolutions as first steps to secede from home state governments that have become too oppressive. Proposed bill by a state senator from Roswell is pushing for several New Mexico counties to become part of Texas. Seven counties in Oregon have voted to secede and become part of Idaho. Citizens of Weld County, Colorado are thinking of joining Wyoming, and counties in western Minnesota have proposed leaving for South Dakota. What was once merely a dream of northern Californians to break away from Democrats by forming the new state of Jefferson has turned into a national movement, and after years of actively trying to secede from dark blue cities, even neighborhoods are redoubling their efforts. And in the face of skyrocketing murders and rising violent crimes and fading police presence, the Buckhead community of Northwest Atlanta is doing everything it can to escape the dangerous policies of Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms by declaring their independence and hiring their own law enforcement. The only way for communities and counties to survive in the face of crime waves and political tyranny unleashed by the Democrats is to divorce them. Number two, because the federal government has failed in its duty to protect American lives and property and seems intent on creating the worst border crisis since the Mexican-American War, Arizona and Texas bypassed the feds on June the 10th and sent a distress call seeking help from any state willing to engage hostile forces waging war against American citizens. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts both answered a call because only a coalition of free American states can pick up the slack when the federal government aids drug cartels, human traffickers, and criminal gangs. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has announced they're going to build their own wall in Texas. The federal government has abandoned their post. Plain and simple. Number three, after a controversial national election in which the dubious use of mail-in ballots and suspicious voting irregularities in these Democrat-controlled counties and battleground states combined to produce a Biden victory, with a margin of roughly 40,000 votes spread across three states, a majority of Americans believe that vote fraud occurred in the 2020 presidential election and support a full forensic audit of the election results. Arizona has answered these concerns by initiating a secure and transparent audit of its ballots in Maricopa County. How has the federal government responded? Well, Attorney General Merrick Garland has threatened states and auditing teams that scrutinize election results with the possibility of civil rights charges. DOJ has made it clear that it is more interested in punishing Americans for uncovering vote fraud than it is in punishing Americans for committing vote fraud. Intimidating Americans to cover up past crimes sounds a lot like aiding and abetting criminal activity, and Arizona has wasted no time making that plain to the feds. State Senator and former fighter pilot Wendy Rogers fired back, "You will not touch Arizona ballots or machines unless you want to spend time in an Arizona prison." And then just to make sure she had hit the target, she added, "Maybe you should focus on stopping terrorism." The Justice Department is one of the most corrupt institutions in the USA. If her response to federal interference in state election issues was not sufficiently robust, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich addressed A.G. Garland directly in a letter warning, "My office is not amused by the DOJ's posturing and will not tolerate any effort to undermine or interfere with our state Senate's audit to assure Arizonans of the accuracy of our election." You know, in Missouri, Governor Mike Parson, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, they vowed to fight tooth and nail. That's number four, by the way. Yeah, Missouri and Texas coming at it. And, you know, they got, you know, the DOJ's out there telling them the same thing. And, you know, they're basically saying, hey, Molon lobby, okay? Number five, two counties in Nevada, Lander and Elko, have declared that the Bill of Rights will be upheld in their jurisdictions, even if it means standing against unconstitutional acts by state and federal authorities. In their counties, no federal officer or agent will be permitted to exercise powers not specifically enumerated by the U.S. Constitution, and all other powers not retained by the state of Nevada will be presumed to belong to the citizens as specifically protected by the Ninth Amendment. Now, there are a lot of things going on right now that are bad. A lot of things. There are a lot of things that I wish were not going on. There were a lot of things that, I mean, if our officials had fought for this election the way they should, which all of them were caught flat-footed, all of them had, and even to a certain degree was the president, President Trump. He was caught flat-footed by this too. It was quite the coordinated effort. You know, all you got to do is go read the Newsweek magazine. This was something to behold. Despite that, knowing that there are suspicions out there, allowing it to go forward, you know, to me that was malfeasance of office. And that's why you see a lot of these states and local municipalities coming out swinging. They're coming out swinging. They're coming out with the full intention of making this right. And they should. This country has been fought for by a lot of good people. It deserves the best. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. President Joe asterisk Biden does not have a clue about the crime wave in the U.S. Not a clue. He's tone deaf. He's clueless. Or maybe he does, but he can't admit that it was his party that led crime to get out of control from Seattle to Minneapolis to Chicago to Baltimore to New York City. And a bunch of other smaller, Kenosha, you know. For months, we saw looters walk out of stores with TVs, computers, nightgowns, liquor. That made it a real party. Not one of those looters was prosecuted, to my knowledge. For too long, our Monday morning news has included the Chicago weekend killing spree. Over and over, we hear of judges putting criminals back in the streets. The numbers are appalling. As Joe Concha wrote, New York City, despite having the country's largest police force, the city's murder rate is up 48% over 2019, pre-pandemic, while shootings have increased by 107% in 2 years. 2 weekends ago, 22 people were shot, leaving 5 dead. Record numbers of residents are leaving the city as a result. Atlanta, murders are up 58% compared to 2020 at this time. City's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, blames Georgia Governor Brian Kemp for reopening the state before others. She said, remember, in Georgia, we were opened up before the rest of the country, even before the CDC said it was safe for us to open, so our nightclubs and our bars remained open, so we had people traveling here from across the country to party in our city. She said all of that with a straight face. Portland, Oregon, murders are up, not 8% or 80%, but 800% over the past year. Roving gangs of black-clad rioters do not speak for the hundreds of thousands of residents and business owners of Portland who want a safe and clean city, yet the local politicians supported them. So said Portland Police Association Executive Director Daryl Turner in a recent statement. Seattle, in the city that allowed the infamous CHOP, the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest Autonomous Zone, which included the takeover of several city blocks by protesters and the closing of a police precinct station, during what the mayor in 2020 described as a summer of love, homicides are at their highest rates in 26 years. San Francisco, 17 Walgreens in the cities have closed, all due to rampant shoplifting, while burglaries are up 62% this year in House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's district. Overall, across all major American cities, homicide rates are up 24% since the beginning of the year. Blue cities, by the way. Those are blue cities. Not... and remember what I said, when I was talking about how 75 counties out of 3,054 counties are what are leading the way in the violent surge. Remember that number. These are all these blue cities. That's it. That's all. 75 counties. Now, my guess is that President Biden is starting to feel the heat. This political albatross. And maybe it was a coincidence that the speech came hours after Eric Adams apparently won a New York City primary focused on crime and lawlessness. Adams is a black American Democrat who wants to stop the crime wave, and he has a lot of support from minorities. Maybe it has to do with the fact that it's out there. The part where the Democrats are soft on crime, maybe that's out there now. Maybe that's worrisome for the president because he knows he's got a lot of serious work to do. He got more votes than any other president in the history of ever. So no matter what, you know, here's the problem. This is the problem he faces. This is the problem they always face. Whenever they get out there and they want to push gun control, well, that always coincides with something going on to where normal Americans notice this. Now, in order for there to be any sort of change anytime, anywhere, there has to be that awareness. Normal Americans have to notice that stuff is going on. Bad stuff. And for that reason, they start to react certain ways. Now, there's a few things that have occurred this year and last year that have started this crescendo happening. And I was in a gun shop today. Today was shotgun day. And and I bought myself a little Mossberg Maverick shotgun. Nothing special, nothing involved, just a shotgun. It's a decent shotgun. It will work every time. I'm not a big shotgun guy. I don't have a shotgun sponsor. So for the moment, this will do. But I didn't have a shotgun, so today was shotgun day. I go into the gun shop, and it is swarming with people. And this is at, this was at 1 p.m. on a Friday afternoon. Swarming. So, no matter what, more Americans are buying guns for self-protection, and more police officers are leaving the force right now today. That is something that has begun due to policies put out by Democrats. The lawlessness will continue in the areas where people cannot arm themselves until Biden calls out the Democrats who let the criminals run their cities in the name of social justice. Even after that point, I don't know what happens. I don't know if they can go back and fix that in some cases. I don't know what happens in Portland. I don't know what happens in Seattle, you know, New York. Although this mayor mayor coming in, he may remedy that. It'll be interesting to watch how that works out. I mean, we've seen this before in New York City. New York City pulled themselves back from the abyss, you know. Giuliani came in there and did it to it. And then even Bloomberg followed up and kept that going until the arrival of de Blasio. So, hey, we're going to see. But, you know, his speech he just gave, that's going to sell a lot of guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd. The 2020 murder sparked protests, riots, and looting all over the United States over the harsh treatment of Floyd. The governor of Florida wants to know how a high-rise condo near Miami Beach collapsed.
We need a definitive explanation for how this could have happened.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying he is working to get to the bottom of the tragedy. At least 4 people are dead and over 150 others are unaccounted for as crews continue to search.
You have a lot of family here. You have families that lost loved ones in this building collapse. They have a right to know.
A lawyer for the resident association that manages the building says it was about to undergo extensive repairs. USA Radio News. The Justice Department is suing the state of Georgia for enacting new election reform laws following the 2020 presidential election and the 2021 Senate runoff election. The DOJ claiming it violates people's right to vote. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland points out the laws come after one of the biggest voter turnouts in the state's history.
Approximately two-thirds of eligible voters in the state cast a ballot in the November election, just over the national average. This is cause for celebration. But then in March of 2021, Georgia's legislature passed SB 202. Many of that law's provisions make it harder for people to vote.
Other states like Texas and Florida have enacted similar laws. Vice President Kamala Harris is off to her California home for the weekend. This after visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Texas, and touting her efforts in dealing with the surge in illegal immigration. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, the president has decided he's going to crack down on rogue gun dealers. They're just everywhere. They're just all kinds of places. Although they themselves claim that only 5% of them are rogue. The anti-crime agenda is heavy on gun control measures that cannot reasonably be expected to have a substantial impact on these surging homicide rates. In particular, the benefits of cracking down on rogue gun dealers, if any at all, are going to be slight, since only a small percentage of criminals buy guns from a federally licensed retailer. They themselves, they may get them, but they use someone else to do it, a straw purchaser. Now, under the Biden administration's new zero-tolerance policy, gun dealers who, quote, willfully violate federal law will automatically lose their licenses absent extraordinary circumstances. What does that mean? They tried to explain this. This includes dealers who, quote, willfully violate the law by failing to conduct required background checks, falsifying records, failing to respond to trace requests, refusing to permit ATF to conduct inspections, or transferring firearms to persons who are prohibited from owning them. Well, a few problems with this. One glaring problem with the plan. According to a 2019 report from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, just 7% of criminals who use guns buy them under their own name from a licensed firearm dealer. Furthermore, such transactions are legal as long as the buyer is not disqualified from owning a gun. So, you know, like all of these rampage killers who pass background checks, these guys would not, this would not apply. They are not rogue dealers. Even if the person turns into a criminal and uses the gun for a crime later, they're still not rogue dealers. Furthermore, such transactions are legal as long as a buyer, you know, passes that vaunted background check. A licensed dealer who sells a gun to someone who does not yet have a felony record, even if that person later uses the gun to commit a crime, is not violating federal law, let alone doing so willfully. And here comes the thing. This is the part that really interests me the most. What do we mean by willfully? It is, you don't get an FFL overnight. And most of these guys are really dotting the I's and crossing the T's. A dealer violates federal law if he fails to conduct a background check or if he knowingly sells a firearm to someone who is legally disqualified. But even assuming the Biden administration's new policy deters the rogue gun dealers who deliberately sell firearms to illegal buyers, people with felony records can always enlist people with clean records to buy guns for them. The straw purchase, if you will. And while such straw purchases are illegal, the dealer is willfully violating the law only if he knows that the buyer is acting on behalf of someone else. On the form 4473, if you have never filled one out, the first question on it they're asking is, are you the one, are you the buyer of the gun, and you are you the one that the gun is intended to be for? So, if you are a straw purchaser right away, you are lying on the form 4473. For all the good it does. This is the background. So, I mean, you know, until you get caught lying on the form 4473, because the gun I bought today, the shotgun I bought today, I can turn around right now tomorrow in South Carolina and sell it legally. Legally. And, you know, I can get out there and say, I just don't like the color. I looked at it second thought. I don't like the color. This is not me out there. I'm not trying, you know, I'm not going out there doing it for somebody in particular. I'd be selling it to whoever noticed it and wanted it. So, in any event, the Zero Tolerance Initiative will have no impact at all on the vast majority of guns used in crimes. Something like 93%, according to the Bureau of Justice Statistics study, which was based on a 2016 survey of prison inmates. That survey found that 43% of inmates who had used a gun obtained it off the street or from the underground market. 25% got it from a family member or friend as a gift. 7% found it at the scene of the crime, and 6% just stole it. The Biden administration plans to attack the underground market through multi-jurisdictional firearms trafficking strike forces. And that attempt to prevent illegal gun sales probably will be about as effective as their effort to prevent illegal drug sales. And with hundreds of millions of guns already in circulation, there will be far more than enough to supply every criminal in America, even if the feds manage to snatch a few of them. Biden wants to, quote, strengthen the gun background check system by expanding it to cover private sales, which would require new legislation. And needless to say, underground dealers who specialize in serving illegal gun buyers are unlikely to follow that requirement. They're already breaking it. Why would they give up their business? So are millions of otherwise law-abiding Americans who simply want to sell a gun or two without the hassle or expense of going through a licensed dealer so a background check can be completed. The experience of states that already nationally require background checks for all gun transfers suggest that compliance would be the exception rather than the rule. Biden claims that we know that, that if there's strict enforcement of background checks, then fewer guns get into the hands of criminals. Based on block purchases, he says background checks have thus far kept more than 3 million guns out of the hands of convicted felons, fugitives, domestic abusers, and others prohibited from being able to purchase a gun. But the categories of prohibited gun buyers are absurdly broad, encompassing millions of Americans who've never demonstrated any violent tendencies. And judging from what typically happens after a purchase is blocked, few rejected buyers pose serious threats to public safety. Most of them don't even know they're prohibited in some cases. According to a 2018 report from the Government Accountability Office, background checks resulted in about 112,000 denied transactions in 2017. Someone who tries to buy a gun, even though he knows he is not legally allowed to own one, is attempting a felony. If he lies on the ATF form that people have to fill out when they buy guns, that's another felony. But in fiscal 2018, the ATF thought just 12,700 of those were worth investigating, and they only prosecuted 12 of them as of June 2018. So from 112,000 to 12. So, background checks. 2004 report from the Justice Department's Inspector General sheds further light on the sort of gun buyers who are typically flagged by background checks. If they cannot complete a background check within 3 business days, the dealer is allowed to complete the sale. So sometimes the ATF has to go seize the gun. But, you know, the ATF, they did not consider most of the prohibited persons who obtained guns to be dangerous when they went and seized these guns. That's another thing that they don't tell you. So it's interesting. You'd think presumably some of the would-be gun buyers who failed the background check would use the weapon for a criminal purpose. That's not always the case. In fact, it apparently is rarely the case. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Ten.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Earlier, what I'm about to talk about now is simply about the mechanics of carrying a gun, because I very rarely talk about that simply because it's not really something I can demonstrate to you over the radio. However, this is something that we can talk about. Earlier this month, a South Carolina man shot himself because he wanted to show a friend his new holster. WMBFnews.com reports, as the victim was dropping the magazine out of the firearm, he pulled the trigger and shot himself between his left ring finger and pinky. In other words, he was handling his loaded firearm without a good reason to do so. Now, carrying a gun means that because we don't, but most concealed carriers that I know, especially me, I do not use a law enforcement duty belt. Even law enforcement who has a duty belt that is very rigid and designed to do it, those things have to be adjusted. The gun, as you're carrying it daily, is going to have to be adjusted. So you already have a problem from the get-go, because this means you're going to be touching the gun. It's not all bad. I mean, you're touching the gun in the holster, you're grabbing the belt, you're doing something, you're adjusting things, getting it back where it's got to go. It is just simply, it's simply the cost of doing business, I guess, if you're going to carry a gun. But This does not mean that we have to be negligent while we do it. Now, it is one thing to handle a gun when it's in a holster. That is one thing altogether. When the gun is in the holster and the trigger guard is covered and you can't get to it, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you're still not pointing it at anybody, as long as you're not putting sights on anybody, and it's still attached to you, or you're attaching it to you, or however that works out, that's better than other things. There's other people that would tell you, okay, attach the holster, then holster the gun. There's a lot of different ways to do it, but it's not pulling the gun out for no reason. You'd be surprised how many people pull their concealed carry weapon out for no reason. So, this particular individual here in South Carolina, he was handling his loaded firearm without a good reason to do so. That's not good. That's not good. And he paid a price for this. But let's review those four rules of gun safety, shall we? Every gun is always loaded, number one. Number two, never point a gun at anything you aren't willing to destroy. Number three, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on your target. Number four, be sure of your target and what's beyond it. You have to break at least two of those rules for something bad to happen. And maybe there should be a fifth rule. Don't touch your stupid gun unless you have a good reason to do so. But once again, like I said, sometimes things move around and everything. So if you follow the four rules fastidiously, you'll probably never have a negligent / accidental / pick your adjective discharge. But the unofficial fifth rule bears mentioning. It's kind of like driving. Every minute you're in a car, there's a risk of an accident, either due to driver error on your part or on the part of others. Similarly, the more you handle a gun, the greater the chance that something will go wrong. Because Murphy never takes a day off. It is the same with anything that you handle. One of the biggest things that I see occur that give me pause for a moment is becoming too comfortable with a weapon. And there's a, you gotta look at this the way, it's hard for me to quantify for you what is too comfortable. I'm not afraid of any weapon I handle. I'm always aware of where the muzzle is on every weapon I handle. I'm always checking to see if there's a round in the chamber on every weapon I handle. And if I'm going to handle it and manipulate it to any degree other than moving it from point A to point B, which would be like a tabletop into a holster, then I'm unloading it. And still, despite all of that, Murphy never takes a day off. I have to observe basic gun safety practices. And when you're out and about in the world, carrying in your daily, your daily, the things you do daily, well, leaving your weapon holstered until it's actually needed minimizes the risks associated. Now, you've probably read reports of some famous negligent discharge incidents over the years. One of the common threads involved in all of those is that someone was unnecessarily handling their gun, either to show it off or because they were carrying it in an unsafe manner. Like the famous law enforcement officer in a classroom who told everybody there that he was the only one who was professional enough to handle a Glock, and then he shot himself in the foot. Like Daryl Jouet, an off-duty officer, captured on a security camera shooting himself in the leg, which apparently occurred during a date night with his wife. It looks like they are in an elevator. He draws his pistol for some reason, tries to reholster, fumbles it, and ends up sending a round into his leg. Other examples abound, such as an October 2015 incident in Kansas City when the person carrying a gun was adjusting his in his pocket and it went off, wounding him and ruining a viewing of Maze Runner. Scorched Trials. Negligent discharges for some reason seem to be fairly common in movie theaters, as other incidents fitting the same description, fiddling with a holstered gun because they're just uncomfortable, are easy to dig up. This is why guns like the SIG P365, should I say the accursed, the SIG P365, this is why guns like this are so popular, because they can be carried and they don't get uncomfortable as you carry them. You know, looking back at another incident, the corrections officer was a grown man at the showing of Twilight, Breaking Dawn Part 2, and he had an NG, or ND rather. So the takeaway here is to keep your hands off of your gun unless you have a good reason to teach it, or touch it rather. And as a corollary to that, make sure you're carrying with a holster that's comfortable and covers the trigger. This is one thing I don't understand about gun carriers, because there are plenty of really decent holsters out there that you can carry a gun, just about any gun, fairly comfortably. But if you fail to get the right holster, which unfortunately means you end up like me with a box full of holsters don't work, if you fail to get the right one, then you're going to have issues with this. But for goodness sakes, stop fiddling with your weapon when you're out there. Stop fiddling with the weapon when you're out there. This is where, you know, despite all of that, despite what I just told you, despite all of these incidents that I did mention, this still is a very, 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 very rare occurrence. But the fact that it happens, and the reason that it happens, is why I mention it. The reason that it happens is why I mention it. So, yeah, carry your gun. You know, when you're getting ready to go, if you need to adjust your weapon, go somewhere behind closed doors where you can adjust your weapon. Adjust your weapon safely and then get out there and carry your weapon and be careful out there. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.